And the post office has committed $381 million bailout to save some 6,000 jobs. The money will come from the Unemployment Insurance Fund and will be paid out over the next 6 months. It will be channeled through the Temporary Employer-Employee Relief Scheme. Bloomberg reports that the monthly disbursements will come with strict governance, auditing and compliance measures. Labour Minister Nomakosazana Meth says the post office will be required to maintain strict accounting records and implement a detailed turnaround strategy as a condition of the funding. Good luck with that. Troubled Japanese carmaker Nissan is considering plans to shut down two car assembly plants in its home country and also South Africa. And that's according to sources quoted by Business Day. Plants would also close in India, Argentina and Mexico as part of a cost-cutting plan announced last week. An official statement says that reports on the potential closure of plants are speculative and not based on any official information from the company. Nissan's sales have fallen by more than 40% since 2017. Nissan's Rosslyn plant employs about 1,200 people. Nissan South Africa communications head, Tato Mapoto, says she cannot confirm the Business Day report as consultations are still happening internally. Turning to the markets, the world's largest maker of batteries for electric vehicles has made its debut on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. CATL raised almost $4.55 billion from the listing. Its shares immediately jumped 10%. It is the largest IPO in the world so far this year. CATL produces more than a third of all EV batteries sold worldwide, supplies major car makers like Tesla, VW and Toyota. And this is a company that invests heavily in new technology with six R&D centers around the world. Just last month, it unveiled a new battery that it said could be charged for 520 kilometers in just 5 minutes. On the JSE last evening, the all-share top 40 both closed down 0.1%. In London, the FTSE was down 0.2%. New York was muted following Moody's decision to downgrade America's sovereign debt. The Dow was up 0.3%, while the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were both just above flat. Tokyo this morning up 0.5%, Hong Kong up 1.4%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar at 1.12 to the euro, the rand at 18.09 to the dollar, 20.35 to the euro, 24.19 to sterling. Gold at 3,213, platinum 1,003, Bitcoin just over 105,500, Brent crude oil $65.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.